Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The two Democrats running for Massachusetts governor squared off last night about their plans for addressing climate change and the environment. State Senator Sonia Chang-Diaz and Attorney General Maura Healey participated in a forum at WBUR's City Space. The candidates talked about renewable energy, environmental justice, transportation, and much more. They agreed on a lot of topics, but there were flashes of tension. Here now to help recap the event is WBUR environmental reporter Miriam Wasser. Hi, Miriam.
Good morning, Rupa.
So before we get to what was actually said, we should note that the two Republican candidates were also invited to participate last night, right?
Yeah. Former state rep Jeff Deal declined to join, and businessman Chris Dowdy did not respond to several requests about the forum.
Okay. So it was Democrats Healey and Chang-Diaz. And as I understand it, they started out with a discussion about the state's greenhouse gas emission goals. So where does each of them stand on that?
Yeah, you know, both said their plans would help the state get to net zero emissions by 2050, and both promised to put the full weight of the executive branch behind the effort. Here's some tape of what Healey said about this.
We have got to really rev up renewables as we move away from fossil fuels. What am I talking about? Doubling our wind, quadrupling our storage targets, and then doing all that we can with solar.
And Chang-Diaz also promised big investments in renewables and an end to new natural gas pipelines or other power plants.
When you are in a hole, everyone knows this, right? What's the first thing that you got to do when you're in a hole?
Stop digging.
You got it, right? Ding, 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 ding. That means we need to stop building new fossil fuel infrastructure in our state.
And the next big issues are jobs and economic opportunity, right? Those are the big themes in both campaigns. What'd they say?
Yeah, you know, both candidates definitely framed their climate plans as jobs and equity plans, because as you know, you and I have talked about before, building the green economy of the future holds a lot of opportunity for Massachusetts residents. And along those lines, both candidates were explicit about the fact that if we want these benefits to extend equitably across the state, we need to be really intentional about how we engage certain communities and create employment opportunities. Chang-Diaz had a really good line about making sure that the communities that have been in the front of the line for the negative impacts of climate change or fossil fuel pollution are in the front of the line for the benefits of the green economy. One other thing on equity that I thought was really important, both candidates also said they'd work to change the composition of traditionally opaque but very important agencies like the Department of Public Utilities, so that they include more residents or give the public more of a voice in whether or not projects get approved.
So they agreed on a lot, but were there moments where things got heated?
Yeah, there were a couple of moments. Chang-Diaz said that while Healey talks a lot about the environment and racial justice, she hasn't always backed up her words with action.
I respect the hell out of your work on the national level. I will say it again. But standing up for racial equity at every turn means more than doing it when it's against Donald Trump or against ExxonMobil.
And Healey responded to that by pointing to her work on rental assistance and other pandemic relief programs, which she said benefited marginalized and vulnerable communities.
I heard about another exchange that got a little heated. Am I right that Chang-Diaz said she promised not to accept money from fossil fuel companies, and she asked Healey if Healey would commit to returning $50,000 she got from those companies? How did that play out?
Yeah, that was a really interesting moment. Healey looked a little surprised and said she didn't know what Chang-Diaz was referring to, but that given her lawsuits against oil companies, she's pretty certain she's not getting much support from fossil fuel companies.
I don't think the fossil fuel industry likes me too much. ExxonMobil took me to court no less than three times in three different states to try to shut down my investigation. I am not on their holiday card list.
And Rupa, we looked into the $50,000 line. And campaign finance reports show that Healey received money from people who worked for several utility companies, including Avangrid, National Grid, and Eversource. And while these companies do purchase or work with fossil fuels, many of them also deal with clean energy sources.
Anything else we should know about from last night?
Yeah. Going into this debate, I was really interested to hear what the two candidates would say about working with other New England states. You know, in a lot of ways, climate policy is a regional issue that requires regional solutions. And Healy said she'd call on the leaders of other states because she believes in big collaborative efforts. You know, she talked a lot about a regional program to reduce transportation emissions, which largely collapsed last year. But she said she's optimistic about reviving it or other similar programs. Chang Diaz, on the other hand, said she was less concerned about coordinating with other states. She said we shouldn't tie our fates to the whims of the federal government or other regional partners.
WBUR environmental reporter Miriam Wasser, thank you so much for reporting this last night and getting up early to tell us about it. Thank you.
My pleasure.